Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's lovely. 5:45 in the morning. I heard Santa Cruz Mountains got 5 inches of rain yesterday.
It dumped hard.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nearly as bad this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was good news.
Did you drive in?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I looked outside, kept looking, checking all the apps and stuff, and I was like, okay, I could do this. It was fine on the way in.
And supposedly, by the time we leave here midday, it'll be...
Dried out?
Well, I don't know if it'll be dry, but it'll have stopped.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be actually sunny tomorrow.
Even yesterday on the way home, I took the Uber. And
yeah.
And Vinny texted me. He's like, I know, Harry AF.
Yeah.
Like, I was so glad I wasn't driving.
Yeah, that's what I wrote her. I'm glad you took a ride because just the drive home, whatever time that was yesterday, was hairball. And I thought it was going to get worse.
Yeah.
Or that we'd been told it was going to get worse. And it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was heavy at my house.
Yeah.
And those stupid ride sharing, man, those prices go up. I started looking at the price. About 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, so from here to there, right now at 9:05, it was about $45. Oh, no, sorry, it's about $66.
Oh, Jesus.
And then it went to like 44-ish, 43, and then it went down to 25, and then it went 38. It was just like, depending on the rain.
Right.
I hate that surge pricing thing. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well,
you got to pay
it. You got to get a ride.
Yeah, so. But it just... irks me.
Yes. Well, no one wants to pay more.
Right.
I want the price that you had said earlier. I want the $25.
So those cats can't charge less than the next Uber guy?
No. That's just the set price.
Wow.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't really understand how that whole thing works, but...
Yeah. But even taking a taxi, that's even more money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess it does seem weird that it's their business,
yeah.
But it's not their business. It's Uber's business.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
No, they're just... It's funny, too, because a lot of guys drive for both Uber and Lyft.
Right. Yeah. They just
and
go through both apps.
They
like
go through them
calling.
Both. And the guy... I was talking to someone, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I took an Uber somewhere, just a short ride in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, yeah, it's too bad you didn't get... I actually make more money when I'm contacted by a Lyft person.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh. But then I didn't get the app or anything.
Right.
I know,
well, there it is.
I don't have the Lyft app, but I did at one point.
Oh.
But the problem was that there weren't as many drivers around Redwood Shores doing Lyft.
I bet there
as
are
it
now.
Was Uber, but yeah, probably now.
I think most of them have both little symbols in their cars.
Right.
And
9 out of 10 drivers I talk to say they like driving for Lyft more than Uber.
Yeah. Huh. No, that seems to be the consensus.
Well, what that guy said to you is I love just talking to people in general, unless, of course, we've been doing this and then we've had a lunch and then I'm
right.
like, I don't want to talk to anybody. But
you don't want to, but you still will.
Yeah. But I love to chat people up. But if the guy says something to me like, it'd be a lot better if you had contacted me on Lyft, I'd be like, what do you want me out?
Yeah. Should I just recontact you?
Like, this is kind of this conversation's gone south on
no,
me.
No, he was just, it wasn't.
So it'd be
it
better for him, so he'd make more money off you.
Yeah.
Lyft.
Yeah.
He would have made more of the overall, I'm sure, I don't know what the difference would have been in what I paid, but apparently the percentage is better what he takes home if it's a Lyft ride.
I will say Uber has saved me so many times internationally, though.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's cool that it's worldwide.
It's
unbelievable. Trip. He's like, I was in Bali and got an Uber.
Uber, yeah.
What?
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and South Korea.
So it's your same
Yeah, it's the same app. Yeah.
How
you don't
funny.
Have to do like Uber International.
I mean, I'll be honest. When I was in South Korea, obviously I can't read any of the signs or anything.
Yeah.
So I'd find somebody and be like, am I standing at the right place for this Uber to arrive? And they're like, yeah, this is it.
Mm.
Got to ask questions. Oh, speaking of international travel, anybody else watch the opening of The Amazing Race?
Nope. No.
It's got some great people
was
on it.
Was that last night?
It was. No, it was some time over vacation. Like, there might be another one taped. But it's just, it's so funny because that's what it is. You have to ask a million questions. And the people who ask a million questions get where they need to go. Mm. And the people who don't ask a million questions and they're like, no, 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 I got it. Huh. Like, oh my God. You remember Cody and Jessica from Big Brother over the summer?
Yeah.
So they're on it. And they kicked ass, except he won't ask for any help. And she's like, I think this is the wrong thing. And they're walking. They walked miles out of their way.
Because he wouldn't even... wouldn't let her?
They would have been in first place. They were first.
He wouldn't... So
he's like, no, this is it. This is we're going the right way. This is it. We're going. She's like, but I think that this is... It doesn't seem to be the right...
I don't get that.
Just
that's why you and I
anyone.
Would do well. I would be like, well, if you want to ask, ask.
Yeah. What's the deal? I was like, was that like a man moment where he can't... Let it, you know, he's like, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was totally guilty of that on Big Brother. Like, I got this. I've decided in my head and here's how it is.
Right.
I don't even want to blame that on being a man. That's just a human thing where I've made up my mind and here's how it is.
Right.
And no, you can't ask, even though we've been walking for over an hour.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. What do you do with people I think that's just relationships. People... In relationships, know what's gonna be trouble, and
right.
So maybe they just go, "All right, I guess I'm." It must be it, right?
I'll told you so it later, or
right.
Something. That's always good for a relationship.
Well, but that's these
right.
Things
in that
happen
moment.
Over time, and you find yourself. Look, even the best relationships have crap.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know what yours are. Yours seems perfect. But the rest of us, our stuff has crap.
Yeah.
And we, you know, the
well,
other day.
Well, Johnny didn't make my coffee this morning, so that was a pisser.
Burn.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen to this.
He forgot?
Yes.
He was out of the routine?
I guess so, because there was no coffee. I almost
so
started crying.
You do?
I cried a little bit. Oh, my coffee!
Did you wake him up and make him do
God,
it?
No.
What?
No, I made a pot of coffee. I know. I don't even know how to do it. Anyway, what were you about to say?
What do you mean you don't know how to do it?
I don't know. I never have to do it. So I was just like, where's the coffee? Where's the... You know, it's 4 a.m. I'm like...
You want me to run and get you something?
No. I made coffee. I'm fine. I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
Who'd you wake up to have help you?
Nobody.
You did it by yourself?
I did it all by myself, Vinny.
Wow.
But it's totally ammo for later. Like, I'm going to just be like, well, obviously you don't love me.
And then what does he do?
Nothing. It's just, I'm only kidding.
Oh.
I would never say that seriously.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
All right.
So what were you going to say?
I have no idea.
We were talking about relationships and the crap that goes down. And
yeah, I don't know what their problem is.
Someone says, if you use Lyft, you can schedule a ride in advance. You pay the price when you schedule. On New Year's Eve, I scheduled a ride at 7 to be picked up at 12:15. It was only $20. Try Lyft. Save money. That's a great idea. So you don't have to do that surge pricing.
That person is thinking, oh, crap, I could have totally got surge pricing for this.
Because
so
that could have been a $200 ride.
Absolutely.
On New Year's Eve.
Holy cow.
I've tried that scheduling thing with Uber and it never worked.
Oh.
I'm like, this sucks. And then you just have to, you know, wait 7 minutes for the...
The next.
So if it works on Lyft,
God,
that's
it's so
huge.
Inconvenient, the whole 7 minute thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
But just 7 minutes behind.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just funny what's inconvenient for us these days. Like the world mm-hmm. is so coming to us.
Yeah.
You know?
We're pretty
in
immediate.
In every possible way.
In every possible way. Like life is so easy. Today, I think, is the 11-year iPhone anniversary.
Oh, is that right?
Something like that.
Are you sure?
No.
Did you read
that today?
It
doesn't make sense.
I read it this morning, but I
because we've got the iPhone. Well, I don't know when they started that. They started at number 3, didn't they?
You know, I gotta
like
say,
it.
I actually feel like that can't be right. I thought it was more like 05.
No, it was 0. Well, I thought it was 07.
Well, they're saying it was 07 according to the story this morning that it was a. It
I
was
don't know,
11.
Sarah. I'm seeing that September last year was the 10th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought we were at 10.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
Whatever. Who cares? Yeah. I mean, I thought what I saw in the news the other day that they're looking at ways to help kids not get so addicted to these damn things, mm-hmm. that the Apple investors have said, you guys got to do something about the problem that this phone,
yeah, this is a kid's,
is causing
problem.
Kids. Well, it causes adults problems too, but think about what it's doing to your kid.
Yeah.
Well, your kid's growing up with this instant computer in hand.
You know whose problem that is? Mom and dad's.
Well,
if you don't want your kid to grow up with that phone in hand, you got to take that phone out of their hand. That's what it comes down to.
Is it bad parenting if the kid's addicted to the phone?
Listen, do whatever you want while your kid is young. When they get older, they're going to make their own decisions. I don't know. I guess maybe if you make them feel guilty about having a phone, then later they won't want to have a phone. But they're going to want to have a phone because they're going to want to call an Uber, and they're going to want to get their maps going and get their email and have access to the world. I don't know. So you're saying the investors are...
I don't know. They just have asked Apple to look into that maybe there's got to be a separate setting for kids that parents can
that
say...
That sucks more.
Well, that look, kids come to parents and grind them for phones. I've had other adults who are like, when do you think you'll give your kid a phone? And I'm all, I hope never. But it's, you know, they see another kid with the phone at kindergarten.
Right.
Fourth grade,
right.
So they start grinding their parents. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there needs to be some kind of simplified version so that this thing, they don't have access. I don't know. But I told you, my buddy's kid, her phone broke. And they watched her finger this broken phone like some kind of junkie.
Right.
And they had to rip it from her hand and tell her, you can't have it back till we fix it. We're sad watching you do this.
Yeah.
She's like, and they're all, honey, it's broken. Stop it. And she can't even help.
But she doesn't have any alternative. Like, that's what she does.
So, yes, I agree with you that it's a parent thing, but it's also a thing that maybe these companies have to start. Just like Facebook. They've asked Facebook to start looking at the way this system you use affects people. It does affect people.
Yeah.
That's
sitting
his goal,
there,
Zuckerberg's goal for 2018 is to figure something out.
Yeah, sitting there and staring at something you posted, hoping Becky from school likes it.
refresh.
Stupid. And also, I've heard all this cross-checking people do to make sure that you just think, like, really, you're sitting around making sure that someone liked your.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know? We've lived life without phones, so we have alternate ideas about what we could do with our day. But when that is what you do and all you've really got, it's not super surprising. So basically, Apple, you need to make a phone that sucks for kids. And then when they turn 18 and they can go get their own phone. You know, or
they'll just have the same problems adults do. But, you know,
right.
I mean, you were even like, I had to get rid of it. I built this thing up on the, what is that, Pogo? What is that game you played?
Oh, Bejeweled?
No.
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, well, I played it. And then I had to take the app off so I would stop. Like, you've had to delete the app, and then you were like, I'm getting the app back, and then it's like, oh my god.
I'd still be playing that game if they hadn't ruined it.
How did they ruin it?
They changed the way battles happened, and doesn't matter. I let it go 6 months ago over the summer.
Speaking of technology, CES is happening in Vegas right now,
we're
going to talk to Scott Budman probably tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully there's something good
discovered.
Like, what's new?
Yeah.
Well, what's new
Flying
is
cars.
The
Come
TVs
on.
Are ridiculous. So far out at, that's what I keep seeing is these new TVs. They've got a wall TV, the whole wall, they call it. They call it the wall TV. It's a whole wall.
It seems like a lot.
They have a lot of this new, 4K is already history, and none of us even have 4K yet. Do you have 4K?
I have no idea if I have that.
When are you going to upgrade your TV, sir?
What's wrong with my
when
TV?
It breaks
Nothing,
down.
I'm just wondering.
When it breaks.
Yeah, it's still working.
Okay. No
I mean, it does take 9 remotes, but it does work.
That's what they're up against, though, is these guys, the technology, we're up to 8K, and people are all, I don't have 4K yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're too
Forget
far.
Forget the Ks. Everything looks great.
I want more.
Way too far out in front of
us. What I want is less
remotes.
You know, I want it to be way more
seamlessly. Get the universal remote from Walgreens.
Just something seamlessly integrated. I mean, that's, you know, like it confuses me that there's even cable boxes anymore. Like, why doesn't that stuff just plug right into the TV and have it all, you know, have the TV interface be the controller? But I guess that is what they're doing with, like, the smart TVs, right? Where a lot of them are now loaded with, they're basically like a Roku. They're a hub for all of your Netflix, Amazon. Like, it's all right there. Mm-hmm. So you are controlling that all. But, you know, I guess cable or DirecTV or whatever other things you have coming in, they still have a box. So you still have all those wires. I'm looking forward to, you know, just having a TV that's just like a giant phone. When is that happening? I'm calling Uber on my TV. Make that
Uber
happen.
Pick me up on get a commercial.
Right. I'll be ready in 9 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of the two TVs I have, which are already old, came with all that stuff.
Oh, they did. So
they have,
but you still have a cable box.
Well,
or do you just plug the cable into the TV?
I don't use the apps on the TV because I've got Comcast, and Comcast now takes me right to Netflix.
Right.
So I don't have to jump around.
Right.
But yes, it's got all that in it. Hmm. So you can use that other remote, the one that came with the TV, to switch over to whatever you want from. And it's not new.
No.
My TVs are 2.5 or 3 years old.
Right. Well, that would be like, he's saying, when are you going to upgrade your TV? And it might be just because I would love to only have one remote. I just think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Be like so future.
Really?
Yes. And actually, and one nice thing about Comcast is you can actually set your phone up as a remote, which is nice if you're using Comcast and not on something else.
Shame.
Oh.
Like me a little Comcast.
Is there an announcement right now? What's going on?
No. Oh, right. Although I got to say, there's so much going on today. I'm surprised there isn't an announcement happening.
I forgot to put one more thing on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So many things. I think we said at the end of the show yesterday that we didn't have more Justin Timberlake tickets.
Like, they were such a hit. Can we please have more Justin Timberlake tickets? So, like, okay, we'll give you some more.
Yeah. I was thinking about Vinny yesterday. I bet you would love the Justin Timberlake concert.
I probably would.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of, I don't listen to Lady Gaga, but I went and saw her show, and she killed. Right. She's really good.
A good performer is a good performer.
Right. And I told you, I'm dancing at some Christmas party and they're showing the video as the song's on, and I'm watching the, and I realize I'm not dancing anymore.
I'm just standing here watching
Timberlake
watch a little JT.
And he's super fun. The kid is like, you know, he's
uber talented. Yeah.
But he's not dancing in such a way where he's even breaking a sweat.
Right.
He's sort of got,
he's just like, cool.
Like, you know, this sort of moves, but not too into it.
Right. Well, he it was so funny. I think it wasn't it like Joey Lawrence or something had a video?
Stealing his
and it's
thing.
Like, you can't name what the difference is between the two of them, but one of them has
one
of them doesn't.
And one's trying to be cool.
Yeah, trying. Trying is the word. Like, Justin just doesn't have to try. And I get it. There's probably people out there going, you know, he's not cool. No, he
is. Joey Lawrence is cool.
No. You know, maybe at one point, but right now, Justin Timberlake is cool.
He's
the cooler of the two. Yeah, that's a guy who just has it all going on. Mm-hmm. Everything from music to golf
courses. Quadruple threat.
Right.
He's the male Taylor Swift.
No, yeah.
He's actually, she doesn't act, so she doesn't have that going for her.
No, and she's not funny. Like, I mean, he's actually, I've seen him in sketches in Saturday Night Live, and I'm like, he could be a cast member.
Yeah.
He's that, he's just easy with the world, you know? He's, like, there's...
Like, Jessica Biel, man. Oof, you are lucky.
She is lucky.
And she's beautiful as well, but...
Yeah, but she's lucky. He's the better grab in that relationship. And she's great, which is saying something. All right, KLSC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's get going here. Happy Tuesday. We're going to get her done. Got a secret show coming up a little later today. Back after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.